You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Pornography, alcoholism, debauchery and lawlessness are the order of the day. But how did our world get to be like this?
And is there a way back from this human dilemma? There is, so stay with us and we'll be right back.
We don't need to go too far back in history to see that violence, murder and illicit sex are just part of the evils that are plaguing society today. Pedophilia and other sexual perversions are a curse on our society today. You might ask, what's so wrong with freedom of expression? Well, God says it's wrong. It debases women and children, as well as men and women who venture into these types of perversions. In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, God said, "A man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Today, many are playing at the game of marriage. Men and women need each other to propagate the race. Otherwise, civilization dies.
In his letter to the Christians at Rome, the Apostle Paul touched on a major sin of his day. He condemned sexual perversion. It was prevalent back then. The city of Rome particularly was rife with this sin, and he unequivocally condemned it.
Paul wrote about the power of the gospel, or the good news, that can change lives. In his letter to the Romans, he said this, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the non-Jew."
And Paul went on to say, "The just shall live by faith." That faith is faith in Christ who died to take away our sins. That's why Jesus is the only way to God. He said, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly."
We used to sing a song. The words go, "Abundant life, the Saviour's gift to me. Abundant life, complete security. All this and more, Christ offers so much more. For you who've tried and failed, come, live abundantly."
What a wonderful prospect for the person who has received Christ into their heart as Lord and Saviour. We have a glorious heaven to look forward to. And there's another great Christian song that sums it up. It goes like this.
"Could we with ink the ocean fill? And were the sky of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky."
What amazing love God has for us. He sent his own precious Son to save us from the penalty of our sins. Oh, what a wonderful Saviour.
And what a wonderful future. The Bible says, "Whoever believes on the Son of God has everlasting life."
Today, millions are missing the greatest gift in life, salvation. Often it's because of pride. Listen to these solemn words.
"It's your life. You can abuse it. It's your life and you can lose it. Heaven or hell, just as you choose it. But remember, it's God's love you're throwing away. Come to Christ today and begin living for Him."
Psalm 32 says, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." That was another Vantage Point program with George and Rita Gully. If you'd like to write to George, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. That address again, George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 21 70. And thank you for listening.